Okay, so let's take a look at Matthew chapter 15. And today our topic will be dirty hands and dirty hearts. So who washed their hands before they came here? A few people. Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, let's take a look at the next slide here. And I need to turn the lights off. So what do you think when you see this picture right here? Well, just a second. I'm looking for hands, and he raised his hand. So go ahead.
Dirty hands.
Yep.
Dirty food.
Yep. What else? Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. What do you think when you see this picture? Yeah, or if he washed his hands, he did it really quick and didn't do a very good job, did he? Yes.
I think of the Lord's Supper because I see the bread and then, like, I want to say that's like grape juice or something.
It looks like it could be that. Let me see, over here.
Like,
looks like germs, yeah. Looks like he could have some germs on his hands. All right, one more. Yeah, all right. So definitely his hands are dirty. Would everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
He has dirty hands. You know what I think? I think maybe he is either a construction worker or maybe a mechanic. So he has a lot. Those are jobs where you can really get dirty. And maybe he's working really hard and he was really hungry and he just had a little bit of break for breakfast and this is his breakfast. That's what I'm guessing, but I don't really know. Let's go ahead and continue now. And let's look at the next slide, which is Matthew 15, verses 1 and 2. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." Who is being critical of Jesus' disciples? Somebody's being critical. Who is being critical?
Abraham?
No.
The Pharisees
and scribes. They were religious leaders, and they kind of tried to make sure everybody followed the rules. Now, why were they upset? What were Jesus' disciples doing or not doing that they were upset about? Yes, Isaac. True. But what are they upset about here? There's something specific they're upset about. Ian?
That they're breaking the tradition.
But what tradition are they breaking? What are they not doing?
Not washing their hands.
Are they washing their hands or not washing their hands? What's
not
the problem? Right. Now, I don't know if Jesus' disciples, you know, Peter, James, John, Thomas, Matthew, I don't know if their hands were as dirty as that picture. They might have been, you know, some of them were fishermen. I think your hands would get pretty dirty as a fisherman. Of course, they're not fishing now. They're following Jesus, but they still might be pretty dusty and dirty. And they didn't wash their hands before they were eating. Maybe just like that guy in the picture. Maybe they were really hungry and there wasn't a sink anywhere nearby. And so they just grabbed their bread, grabbed something to drink, and they were having a lunch break right there. And they didn't wash their hands. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you think? Is it good to wash your hands before you eat food? Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Is it important to wash your hands?
I said before you eat.
So before you eat dinner or breakfast or lunch. Okay, now raise your hand if you can tell me why. Most of you said it was important. Who can tell me why? Yes.
So you don't get germs on your food.
That's a good reason, especially if you're eating some fried chicken. If you have germs on your hands, all your germs will be on your fried chicken. That would be bad. Are there any other reasons? That's another good reason. Those two reasons go together. If you eat germs on your food, it'll make you sick, maybe. So that's a good reason. let's now take a look at the next verses. So how is Jesus going to answer? Well, he answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition?" Jesus is kind of pushing back at them. He's using it as a teaching opportunity, saying, hey, there's something you're doing wrong too. "For God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die." Wow. So, first of all, what do you think? Which is more important, God's commands or people's traditions? Which one is more important? Anna? God's commands are more important. Like, you know, the Ten Commandments. And in fact, we see one of the Ten Commandments right here. Who is a good reader or a good listener and can tell me which of the Ten Commandments Jesus mentioned? One of the Ten Commandments. Do you see it?
Honor your father and mother.
Right. But what does that mean? To honor your father and mother. What does that mean? Ian, can you tell me?
It means like, so you won't be like sick or...
To honor. Yeah. Honor your mom and your dad. How do you honor your mom and dad?
By being helpful.
You could be helpful, yes. How can you honor your mom and dad? Listen to them, obey them, very good. If you honor your mom and dad, what should you not do?
Be mean.
Yes. Should you say mean words to your parents?
No.
Maybe insult them and say that they are don't know what they're talking about or even something worse? No. You shouldn't be disrespectful or say mean things to your parents. That is not honoring them. So honoring your parents means to listen to them, obey them, and be respectful. Very good. Well, what were the religious leaders doing that went against this? Let's find out. Anna, let's look at the next verses. What were these religious leaders saying? "But you say, if anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God." Now, this is a little confusing, so let me explain it. So in their times, when parents would get older, they didn't have retirement or Social Security or money from the government. Guess who would help the older parents when they retired? When they were older and maybe they couldn't work anymore. Who would help them out, Isaac?
Their kids.
But let's say their kids were feeling a little stingy. And the kids would say, "I don't want to give any more money to you, Mom and Dad. I want to keep it all for myself." Would that be a good thing to do?
No.
And the law said, honor your father and mother. They would break the law. So they couldn't say that. But some people like to find ways to get around what the law says and still do what they want. Sometimes we call that a loophole. They look for a loophole so they can still do what they want. And this is what they figured out. If they dedicated all of their money to God, then they could say to their parents, "I can't give you any money. All of my money is dedicated to God. When I die, it will all go to the temple." But while they were living, they could enjoy it and not give anything to their mom and dad. Their mom and dad could have no money at all and be begging in the street. And they could enjoy all their money and go on nice vacations and buy nice chariots and all sorts of things. Now, were they really obeying God's command if they did that? But they're going to give all their money to the Lord. Isn't that a good thing to do? To give your money to the Lord? what they were doing is kind of a good thing, but what was the reason why they did it? Was it because they loved God?
Because they didn't want to give any money to the parents.
It's just that they were selfish. So doing the right thing for the wrong reason, that's the wrong thing to do. And so Jesus said, look, you're letting people do this. And do you think the Pharisees maybe had a motive for letting people do this? Maybe they knew that that money that was dedicated, it was some of it was going to help them out. And so they were like, yeah, let's let this happen. More money for us. It was a lot of greediness going on, a lot of selfishness, not following God's command at all. Well, then look at what Jesus says next. He says, you hypocrites. Who remembers what a hypocrite is? We've talked about this before. What is a hypocrite? I don't want to be a hypocrite. What is a hypocrite?
Isn't it like someone that's like stupid?
It's not a good thing to be, but it's not about your intelligence. It's about your heart and your actions. It's about the inside and the outside. What is a hypocrite? Right. Maybe they tell everybody, oh, you should be generous. Yes, you should be a generous person. But are they generous? No, they're stingy. They want everything for themselves. That would be a hypocrite. When you tell other people to do the right thing, but you don't do it. When you act one way, but on the inside, you're something different. So it means you're an actor. You're pretending. So Jesus said, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, look what Isaiah said. Isaiah said this hundreds of years before, but it applied to the Pharisees. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Now, Isaiah mentions two parts of the body here. Who can see what two he talks about? Yes.
Their lips and their heart.
Their lips and their heart. So with their lips, what were they doing? Were they honoring God? Yes. With their lips, they were saying, oh, we love God. God is amazing. Praise God. But with their heart, were they close to God or far, far away?
Far, far away.
Yes, that's exactly right. They were hypocrites, saying one thing with their lips, but it wasn't true in their heart. So here's the question then. What really makes us dirty? You know, unclean to God. What really makes us dirty? Is it, now I want you to give me some thumbs up or thumbs down. Is it eating bacon? Does that make us really dirty? Well, some people think it does. Some people say you cannot eat bacon because it will make you unclean and God will not want to be near you. Well, no, not eating bacon. What about not washing your hands? Will that really make you dirty in God's eyes?
Yeah.
It's good to wash your hands, but no. What really makes us dirty? Well, let's find out. What does Jesus say? In verse 10, Jesus called the people to him and said to them, hear and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person. Now, it's not good to eat germs, but that isn't what makes you dirty in God's eyes. It's not good to eat dirt. But you know, some people say a little dirt maybe will help your immune system. I don't know. Some people say that. It's not what goes into your mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person. What can come out of our mouth that defiles us? Yeah, being a hypocrite. Yep. That would defile a person, Isaac. Cuss words. Saying bad words, cuss words, yes. That would be bad. That would defile a person. Uh-huh.
Like, you're rich and, like, your mom and dad are, like, really poor.
Uh-huh.
And not giving them any money.
Yep, that was what Jesus talked about. So, it's not what goes into your mouth, it is what comes out of your mouth. All right, let's go on to look at the next thing here. And let's go to the next one. Now, I have a picture here. It actually shows up better than I thought it would. I'll turn off the lights just so you can see it even better. Who can tell me? This is a famous painting. Do you know what is happening here in the painting? It's a little tricky to tell. You see some people. What are they doing? Right there. It does look like they're getting hurt, yes. But I don't think they're hurting anybody intentionally. Ian?
They're torturing?
Nope, they're not torturing anybody. I'll give you a hint. They have a disability. What is their disability? Yes?
They're
bowing
in them.
They're what? They're bowing in them. No, they are falling down, though. You're right, they're falling down. What is their disability, Andrew?
They're blind.
They are blind, yes. You can maybe see the way they're looking. They're not really looking where they're going because they can't see. This picture is entitled The Blind Leading the Blind. And why is it a bad idea for the blind to lead the blind? Exactly right. They'll both fall down. And that's what Jesus said. Let's take a look at it. Jesus warns about the Pharisees. And I just want to look at this last part here. Jesus says about the Pharisees, let them alone. Leave them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. Now, are the Pharisees physically blind? No, they are spiritually blind. Well, let's look at what Jesus says next. So Peter said to Jesus, explain the parable to us. And he said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? You know, the food that we eat, it doesn't go into our heart. It doesn't make us dirty in God's sight. It just goes right through our body's digestive system. But what comes out of the mouth, where does it come from? And this is the key of our whole passage. What really makes us dirty? Where does it come from? Yes.
Our heart.
Yes. The things that come out of your mouth come from your heart. If you say mean words to someone, it's showing that there's a problem with your heart. If you are not respectful and obedient to your parents, it's showing there's a problem in the heart. And if you're doing things that you shouldn't do, like cheating or stealing, it shows there's a problem in the heart. That's what makes us really dirty. Not our hands, it's our heart. And so here's the question that we'll end with. How can our heart be clean? It's easy to clean our hands, get some soap, get some water, make some nice bubbles, scrub for like 20 seconds, and then rinse under some warm water, and you'll have nice, clean hands. But how do we clean our heart?
Maybe we be nice.
True, but it's good to be nice, but what if we act mean? Acting nice doesn't take away the fact that we were mean the other day. How do we get rid of that? We should be nice, but we aren't always nice, even if we try to be nice all the time. Nobody can be nice 100% of the time. I've tried it, and everyone is sometimes not very nice. Ian?
Everyone
We need God to clean our hearts. And Anna, if you want to fast forward to the end, I've got one more verse to us. How can we have a clean heart? The Bible tells us God who knows the heart, God knows exactly what our heart is like. He bore witness to the Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them. Now, just to explain a little bit, people used to think that Gentiles were dirty people because they ate dirty things and they never washed their hands. But God cares about Gentiles too, even though they never washed their hands. How did he clean them? He cleansed their hearts. Who can read how God cleaned their hearts? Yes?
By faith.
By faith. By faith in Jesus, who died for us so that we could be forgiven and rose from the dead. It is faith in Jesus and what Jesus did for us. Jesus lived a perfect life. He always loved God and he always loved other people. And he gave his life for us so that we, by believing in him, could have clean hearts. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. I pray, Father, that we will think about how our heart is in your sight. You know our hearts, and we thank you that you can clean our hearts by faith in Jesus. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.